Gavin Cullen, the manager of Cockhill Celtic, another FAI Intermediate Cup campaign for you. You've seen plenty of them down through the years, and I was going to start by suggesting to you that it's probably a harder competition to win than the FAI Senior Cup, given that there's more teams in it and it's probably far more open.
Well, I suppose the levels are obviously different, the standards are different, but it's certainly in my time between playing senior football and playing intermediate or being involved in intermediate football, it's a very, very difficult competition to make ground in. It's the teams are fairly level in terms of standards when you get to the latter stages of it, and it is an extremely difficult, and you need a hell of a lot of luck to get far in this competition.
Now, when the draw was made, Avondale United from the Munster Senior League away, it's a tough draw. They are, I suppose, for anybody who follows intermediate soccer, I mean, they're a household name.
They are, yeah. Look, they've won this competition 9 times, so that's probably more than anybody else in the country. So it says itself how strong they are. They're coming from a really competitive Munster Senior League, a really good standard. They've a splattering of like senior players within their squad, and they know what it's all about. They've been there and done that. I think they last won the competition in 2019. So, look, they're by no mean feat mugs, so they're not.
Yeah, well, you've dominated the Ulster Senior League down through the years, but haven't been able to just quite make it in the Intermediate Cup. And I'm sure it's one trophy or one final you would dearly love to get to.
Of course, look, you don't enter any competition without the aspirations of trying to win it, and I think it's no different this season for us. Now, we've been pretty consistent to a point in this competition. We've got the last 16, the last 8, and a hell of a lot of seasons we've got out of Ulster, so look, we've been consistent at that point, but been consistent to get that far and not progress further has been, I suppose, a big disappointment for us as a group and as a club. And we'd obviously like to go a few steps further this season if we can. We've set ourselves up to get there. So, Sunday will be a huge task and a huge, huge game for us. But look, if we can get through that, like there's no sign of where we could go in the competition.
Absolutely, because, you know, thin margins, as they say. Just going into the game, Gavin, preparations, I presume, far from ideal, given with the weather and, I suppose, lack of game time in recent weeks as well. You'd probably like to have had more players out on the pitch more often.
Definitely. Look, I suppose it's a thing that's been well documented. The amount of games and stuff leading up to these latter stages of the Intermediate Cup every year, there's always seems to be something that's sort of thrown to test you. And obviously this week with the weather and training and stuff, not being able to train has been a bit annoying. But look, it is the same for everybody. We have to deal with it. We have to get on with it. And we have to try and put our best foot forward when we step on the pitch on Sunday. And then look, there's no excuses. Like, at the end of the day, it's going to be a tough test. Like, but like we're going to try our best with it.
Yeah, now they've a decent setup down there, Avondale United. What sort of game are you expecting? Do you think it's going to be pretty tight, or will it be more open?
It'll be extremely tight. There's no two ways about it. I would say, look, the strength of our squad and the strength of their squad will possibly cancel each other out a hell of a lot. Look, in my years involved in this competition and what Cock calls, we've yet to see a team that have really outplayed us, played us off the pitch and dominated us. And the same as that, we haven't really done that to any other opposition. So I'd say it'll be a very tight game, and an odd goal will probably separate us, to be honest.
And in terms of playing personnel, are you near full strength?
We're almost full strength. We have a couple of, I suppose, people to check in their fitness now over the next day or two. And then Finn McClure's, he's a pre-booked holiday before the draw was made. So he's the only one missing out of the squad, so everybody else is available, thankfully. So, as I say, there's a few headaches and a few decisions to make on the starting 11 for Sunday.
And in terms of your own preparations for the game, you know, I'm sure you've looked up a few things about Avondale United. You know them from down through the years. Sort of just what sort of feedback have you had? How good a side do you think they're going to be?
I've had a wee bit of mixed feedback. I haven't got a hell of a lot of information, to be honest, on them. But look, apparently they're a fairly experienced side, very hard to play against. They don't give much away. It's what you expect. They're playing in an extremely competitive league against very, very good teams week in, week out, and that'll stand to them. They're used to going far in this competition, so they know what it takes to get results. So, but they will be a difficult task, and if we do get a result, it'll be a huge, huge result for us.
And if it's level at the end of 90 minutes, is it extra time and penalties or a replay?
Yeah, I suppose that's a wee bit of this. It's extra time and penalties have to be finished. So from years before, I suppose before COVID and stuff, this competition always had replays. So you could set your stall out and away fixture to try and get a result and take them home, which nobody would like coming to Cock Hull. So it's a wee bit disappointing that that's not the same way when you've been away draw. So it has to be finished on the day. It'll be penalties if required.